Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Wednesday, February 11th, is the World Day of the Sick. The care of the sick has always been a primary duty of the Order of Malta. The order was founded in the year 1050 to help ill and infirm pilgrims in the Holy Land. The Grand Hospitaller of the Order of Malta, Albrecht von Bosliger, told Linda Bordoni what the order is doing to help the sick in the 21st century.
We are active in around 120 countries. The activities differ very much according to the standards and the needs of the countries. Obviously, they are very different in Europe from Africa, for instance. In Europe, we have, one can say, two core activities. One is that under the leadership of our national associations, we have created volunteer corps or volunteer groups who do first aid, ambulance services, but also social services like visiting sick people, caring for terminal ill people, holiday camps with handicapped people, and so on. And the other side is running of hospitals, homes for the elderly and homes for handicapped people.
If I'm not mistaken, most of your members are lay people, but you have a very strong connection to the church.
The Order of Malta is a religious order of the Catholic Church. In fact, it's the fourth oldest order of the church. So in so far, it's connected to the church as any other, or it's part of the church. On the other side, the order is a special institution because it has a second nature. It's a sovereign entity of international law, and the Grand Master is recognized as a sovereign, like a head of state. And the order has diplomatic relations with about 100 countries, and in so far, we are independent.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.